What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everybody? House of the Dragon TV Talk. Okay, so you know how the last couple of minis I've put out there, I've been progressively getting sicker and sicker? Well, good news is that I'm not as sick as I was before. Bad news is I'm still sick. And worse news, yeah, it's Omicron. I got the COVID, y'all. I've been ducking and dodging COVID for the last like 2 years as if, you know, I owed it money or something. But no, it finally got me. Woo, and it's been a doozy. Listen, get vaccinated. Get boosted. Don't drag your feet to get boosted like I did. It's not fun. Hey, speaking of not fun, guess who had a really bad time at a wedding last night? That dude that was seeing the king consort guy. Okay, all these new characters, whenever new characters come in, I always struggle with their names. But regardless, let's just like take it back to the beginning of this episode. Because for a brief moment in time, it seemed like things were going really well. It seems like, you know, an arrangement was coming together. You know, Rhaenyra was like, hey, I gotta marry this guy for political terms. I understand that. It's gonna be fine. And then lo and behold, that dude is not necessarily too terribly pleased about the arrangement, but he also understands that it's a, you know, a necessity for the good of their kingdoms and for peace and you know, strength and yada, yada, yada. It's politics. It's all politics, the politics of marriage that is Game of Thrones. And so they're both like, yeah, you know what? We got our own things going on. We're going to continue on with our own things. Like, it's all cool. We're going to, you know, we'll make these babies. But beyond that, we're going to go, you know, have our fun. Honestly, it seemed like a great arrangement. It seemed like everything was coming together. And then, you know, then it didn't. Oh, the guard guy, Sir Criston Cole, I want to say, the guy that she hooked up with a couple episodes ago or last episode or whatever it was. You know how I was saying, like, I don't like the situation. The power dynamics are way off scale here. This is not good. Like, this puts him in like a very, very bad position. There's no way he can really say no to her. But at the same time, he's also, you know, bound by all of this stuff. And if anybody finds out, he could lose his head. He's obviously very much aware of this. And then on top of that, we fast forward to this episode, find out he's come to catch feelings. And so like now he's like, run away with me. And she's like, oh no, I am not at that level. That is not where I'm at. Like, I'm not in that like, oh, I just wish someone would whisk me away. She's like, no, I'm making like political moves here. But I mean, we can still keep doing this. And he's like, what? No, because at that point, he's not trying to be like a hookup fling side dude. He wants a life. He wants, you know, he's like, hey, if I'm going to like forsake my vows as a knight and everything, I want to like start a new life and live free and not have to worry about the kind of, you know, oppressive shame that I'm going to have to deal with for, you know, our relationship, even for what it's been so far. She shoots him down He's very upset. He's very wound up. Obviously, this kind of comes into play where the queen starts questioning him, thinking that she's trying to expose Rhaenyra for hooking up with her uncle. Come to find out that's not the case, that it was actually with him. But this is still knowledge. This is still something, right? Like, she is not pleased about the fact that her dad is leaving, even though she should have seen that this was coming one way or the other. And you get the sense that maybe that's the final straw in all of this for her. Like, we start to actually see her taking some agency in her life and in her role in life. And I think it was really when her father's like, yeah, you know what? You know, they get married, they have kids, people aren't going to be happy. And like, he's just like painting the worst case scenario, or at least what he sees as the worst case scenario. I mean, we could argue that what ends up happening may actually be the real worst case scenario. But regardless, he kind of plants this narrative in her mind that she has to, like, you know, step up and kind of claim what's hers. And if she doesn't, she's not safe, her kids are not safe, her household's not safe. And so we get this like big faux pas, this big statement in the middle of the, you know, wedding feast, or like the festivities, the kickoff of the festivities, where she rolls in and she is wearing a green dress. Now, this is important for a couple of reasons. They kind of give this in-universe reason. I don't know if that's connected with the books or not, but it's certainly connected here in the series, that Hightower, her family's hometown, they light up their high tower with a green light whenever that means they're going to war. So that, aside from the fact that she's stepping all over her husband's speech, is a little bit of like a subtle hint as to what's going on. And she did this in front of like all the lords and leaders of all the different areas and whatnot. And so, you know, green is about to be a very interesting color, because the Dance of the Dragons takes place between these two dragons, right? Symbolically, you've got the black dragon and you've got the green dragon. And so now we start to see where the battle lines are really about to be drawn. And it seems to be the house of Rhaenyra and the house of the queen, who, it's terrible. We're several episodes in, and at the moment I'm blanking on her name. But y'all, COVID, okay? Can I blame COVID? I'm gonna blame COVID. So that, I can't remember her name for that. Sir Side Dude, he gets really mad, and he beats up the other Side Dude. And like, okay, first of all right, redheaded guy, okay, that's like hooking up with the prince. What was his problem? Or not prince, the cousin. The guy, the son of Valerian. Anyway, what was his deal? Like, why was he meddling? Like, don't get me wrong, he shouldn't have died for it. But I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? This is, I don't know what's happening, but like, you don't need to be meddling right now. Just stay. Like, what are you doing? This kind of sets Kristen. Kristen's already like in this like extreme tense mindset. And then like, it's like, well, Kristen, what are you doing? Like, why is this the time and the place for something of this magnitude? And why on earth do you see what he just said, even if you perceived it as a threat, which I don't know that it was intended to be, but at the same time, if you do perceive that as a threat, this is just like not the place to do it. Like, even the threat itself that you could pull out of his comment wasn't like, I'm about to blow up this party right here. It's not about to be like, oh, you know, too bad the, you know, bride is like, no, he wasn't about to do that. And so I think he was just so wound up because Kristen thinks he's gonna die. He's gonna be held accountable for his actions. The queen already knows, and now it's like his whole world is crumbling down. He just loses it. He just snaps. We see that, of course, he ends up not taking his own life, and that the queen's going to recruit him to be her guard, would be my guess. Just an assumption. I don't know if there's like going to be a romance there or not. I mean, the only reason I kind of paint that is because last time he was a guard, a romance kind of butted. And also, he catches feelings real fast. And so it's like, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think overall, my favorite part of this episode, though, was the conversation that happened between the king and the new hand. You know, this notion that, or this question that was asked about, like, is it better to have lived a life of peace and be forgotten, or to live in constant turmoil and have songs sung about you for several years? You know, that's such a great question. Like that really rattled in my brain for a couple of hours afterwards. Like, I was like lying in bed, still kind of contemplating that question. And I think it's one that is worth, you know, spending some time exploring within this series as we exit from what has been an era of peace in Westeros into what will be one of like the greatest songs, so to speak, in their own history. I think up until the Song of Ice and Fire, right? Like, so the Dance of the Dragons and the Song of Ice and Fire, these are like these two epic songs that exist within this universe. And this one is about to kick off hard with this dude's death. And so it's just, I don't know, I think it's a fascinating question. And I really liked the contemplation that he was going through as he was really wrestling with not only his own mortality, because I mean, obviously he knows he's going to die, but really his own legacy. And I think that's fascinating. Y'all, that's about all I've got in me to put out right now. Listen, we, you know, if you haven't heard already, we've got a new show on the horizon that Podastery has been producing. If you want to learn more about that, we want you to sign up to learn more at blackflagpod.com. I'll also put out a promo a little bit later today, if not already, kind of tell you a little bit about it. So yeah, check that out. And until next time, I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.